as the Robert Eiler report demonstrated, of the projected $23.1 million in additional sales that would be generated by the Supercenter, 23.0 of that would be in non-taxable food items. So there's very little upside for the city in terms of sales tax revenue. There will be a loss of anywhere between 100 to 200 jobs total. There's a net loss of jobs, negligible gain in sales tax revenue. So it's hard for us to understand exactly what's in it for the city. It looks to us like yet another unnecessary big box retail project designed to capture market share at the expense of a healthy local economic ecology.